The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Carolina Generators. Don't be left in the dark. Let Carolina Generators give you peace of mind with one of their reliable Generac power generator products backed by world-class service and support. And if you hear a slight hum in the background, not sure if you can hear it or not, it's because we have a generator operating right now to demonstrate how our little bunker here could continue to operate in the event that we lost electricity in the area due to a natural disaster or a national emergency of some type. Of course, yesterday, remembering 9/11, and all communications was out in New York City. I've told you the story many times where I was trying to communicate with our national host, Mike Gallagher, who was in the Empire State Building that morning starting to do his radio show when the towers fell. And he had to evacuate the building. He made his way out to Long Island where he had a home studio. But the only way that we could communicate with Mike, for some odd reason, his digital pager. Now, keep in mind, we didn't do a lot of texting back then. But his digital pager, for some reason, continued to work. And over the next couple of days, I was able to communicate with Mike via that pager. But it's an important thing to be able to communicate. And we're proud to be able to partner with FEMA and to have this facility up on Paris Mountain in the event, God forbid, that we never have to really use it. But if we do, we want to be ready. And that's the whole point of today's broadcast, is to demonstrate to you that we're here. You keep it on 94.5, The Answer, in the event of a natural disaster. Antoine Johnson and Manny Centeno with FEMA. You guys, first of all, thank you for being here. And thank you for this facility and for the partnership that we have between FEMA and 94.5 The Answer. I'm going to start with you, Antoine. I know that you're down from D.C. today. You have these facilities all around the country, right?
Exactly, Joey. And thanks so much for having me this morning. This is an excellent opportunity to come out to 94.5 and to be here today to exercise these critical communications capabilities. As you mentioned, they typically serve as a lifeline for emergency information to the public when other forms of communications have been decimated and are off air. But, you know, with radio broadcast, they seem, you know, broadcasters serve as an anchor for communicating critical information to the public, regardless of what's taking place. And so this is a great partnership. And as you mentioned, we have 77 of these stations across the country that provide direct coverage to about 90% of the U.S. population. And, of course, from there, it tends to kind of propagate out through other broadcast facilities that are on the air.
Sure.
But, you know, the one thing we can reasonably assure the public is that this facility is going to be on air and broadcasting under the most severe conditions.
Yep. Manny, I'm told that I could literally be here for 30 to 45 days broadcasting from this facility based on with our backup generator with that huge diesel tank that we have next door over there. Now, I'm not sure if I could survive with this box of food back here.
Yeah, you may want to pack a lunch.
Is there really a cheese omelet in one of those boxes?
Yes, there's a high shelf life of emergency food and water in here. We do invite you to try it. It's delectable. But, you know, it's not delicious, but it'll sustain you for the period of time that you need to operate here.
And that's the whole purpose. You know, we're witnessing firsthand the devastation that Hurricane Dorian down in the Bahamas. I mean, those people are experiencing a situation that they would need a broadcast center like this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that folks... that we try to explain around the country to emergency managers and leadership at the state and local levels is that link, that information that should be getting to the public must be constant. You just don't wait for a press conference or special releases. Folks have radios, but their phones may not work. They may not have power. Mm-hmm. So you've got to broadcast to them on a constant basis. And you have to reassure them. In addition to the life-saving information, food, water, shelter, medicine,
sure,
all the things that folks need in emergencies, a bit of reassurance goes a long way in helping rebuild that community and keep it together.
The South Carolina Emergency Management Department, and we're going to be hearing from our Lieutenant Governor in just a few minutes. Pamela Evett will be joining us. But they have a checklist of things that families should have to prepare for an emergency situation. And if you want that checklist, just text KIT, K-I-T, to our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405, 877-235-9405. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, and I'm going to send you a link. And it's a great checklist. You should have this. You should have this in your home somewhere, and you need to have every item that's on this checklist. But good point, Manny, because you need a radio. You need a battery-operated radio. You know, with today's technology, a lot of us, we listen and all on these smartphones that we carry around in our pocket. But as in 9/11, the air, Manhattan cell phone did not work. Landline phones did not work for a number of days, in some cases weeks following that horrific attack on our country. So just a simple transistor, a battery-operated radio, is something that's in that emergency kit. If you want that checklist, text KIT, K-I-T, to 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a link so that you can download that and be sure that you're prepared for your family in the event of emergency. And that's something that we have to communicate to people, right, Antoine?
Absolutely. You know, being prepared for any type of disaster or, unforeseen event that might occur in your local community is absolutely paramount. So to obtain that information through the KIT is critical, you know, to make sure that you have ready access to cash, because in many cases during, you know, major disasters, our ATM networks are down, commercial power is not available and things like that. So you may not be able to get your hands on cash through those sources when there is a disaster. But to make sure that you have a communications plan with your family so that, you know, if you're in different parts of the county or the state, you at least have some plan for, you know, uniting after an event and knowing where to go and what to do. And so that communications plan and sitting down around the dinner table and having that conversation on how you're going to communicate with one another in the absence of the traditional communications, primarily cellular,
sure,
on a bad day is really critical for families.
Sure. Manny, you've done this type of simulation a couple of other times in other areas of the country, right?
Yes, we started doing this in Connecticut at WTIC in Hartford. We did this at the last year, the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria hitting San Juan at WKAQ. It's a Univision station. We just recently also did October of last year at WLW after the modernization of that site. We did a three-hour broadcast from there as well. So we are promoting the concept of engaging with the local authorities, the state authorities, and broadcast community to be ready. If you,
sure,
don't do this, you won't know what to do,
sure,
when,
sure,
you need to do it.
And you know, in talking with some of the first responders, I had Chief Phil Jolly here this morning from the Pelham-Batesville Fire Department. Those guys, they're practicing every day. They're trying to think of different scenarios that they may be faced with. And this is just a great exercise so that we know what to do and make sure that the equipment works right and all. And Manny, you mentioned something that just got my attention, though, when you talked about some of the upgrades and all. I understand that some of the newer modules actually have a bunk bed or something. Do you think we could maybe get me a king size bed for somewhere so I'd have a place to sleep in?
Yeah,
here,
well,
Manny, is that possible?
I think we can give you some kind of a what do they call the Murphy bed or something,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that, or some, maybe underneath the console.
I mean,
if I'm going to be up here for 30 to 45 days eating out of one of those cardboard boxes, I need a nice comfortable bed, man.
Yeah, and you need sanitary facilities for sure. Thank you,
Antoine, Manny. Thank thank you. And you guys will be around this morning. We'll visit again later. But yes, thank you for the partnership. And you know, the upstate of South Carolina, western North Carolina, northeast Georgia, you know, it's comforting to know that we're able to communicate and provide this service to our listeners in this area. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes. 877-235-9405. Text KIT, K-I-T, to our Big Rock text line so that you'll have that checklist on hand and you'll be able to make sure that your family is ready in the event of a natural disaster and be able to have what you're going to need on hand. And one of those things is just a simple battery-operated radio so that you'll be able to hear me from atop Paris Mountain in this little concrete bunker in the event that we need to communicate with you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.